This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Heading to GOSEP for the latest on Tropical Storm Cindy, I tense up, thinking, not again. But what about those who are still rebuilding from last year's floods? Is the state prepared to help with the emotional and psychological stress of this event? Governor John Bel Edwards says,
we will be mindful of the need for counseling, but the social services block grant that we requested from the federal government after last August has not been given to us, at least not yet. So we don't have additional resources for that.
Despite the tight budget, Department of Children and Family Services Secretary Marquita Garner-Walters has already thought about Cindy's potential to trigger traumatic flashbacks.
We're working directly with foster parents, reminding them of the trauma.
Walters has advice for all parents and caregivers.
Watch for behavior. If a very talkative, outgoing child suddenly gets very quiet and withdrawn, or the opposite, if a child that's normally just pretty quiet starts chattering like a magpie, then those are signals that something's going on in that child and they're trying to process this trauma.
It happens to adults, too, as Walters knows firsthand. She was the assistant social services secretary during Hurricane Katrina.
When I was called to New York to work with that child welfare system after Hurricane Sandy, I got out my own Katrina materials to go through and prep and remind myself, and melted down. It just really hit me, all those memories.
What did she do? She phoned a friend.
If you can talk to somebody that either has gone through it with you or just understands, mostly that's all we need. We kind of just need to get it out, and then we can let it go and move on.
For kids and parents, there's 1-800-KID-LINE or Louisiana Spirit at 1-866-310-7977. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.